And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantel shelf.
Okay. What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood?
That lighted.
Okay. And what do you call a place where with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes that is movable?
The clothes closet.
Okay, and what if it's built in?
That's the clothes closet.
Okay, well.
Well, now we have hall racks that, you know, that we have hanging in the hall, like to hang your hat or coat when you enter in the room. We call them coat hangers.
Okay, but if this object was movable, where you hang your clothes, do you have any special name for that?
No. We usually just, you know, use a shift robe or a built-in closet for storage in them, you know. Mm-hmm. And like if anybody's coming in, we got hangers on in the hallway that they take the hat off and hang them on there.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboarding.
And what do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Front porch or either side porch.
Okay.
If it's on the side of the house, it's called the side porch. If it's on the front, it's called the front porch.
And what do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
They call that just a little stoop with doorsteps.
Okay. And what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
That's a lot yard.
Okay. And what do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones?
Well, usually we use that for a partition between the...
Mm-hmm. And what would you call that if you saw...
Well, we call it a fence.
Just a fence.
Just a fence is what we would say.
And what do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Well, we call that a water jug.
Okay, and what do you call the same thing made out of metal?
We call that a metal one. We call that a...
It's open at the top, you know, with a handle. Like sometimes you might go, they used to go, I guess, milk the cows with, you know, this.
Oh, well, that's a milk bucket then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if it's made out of metal?
It's just a milk bucket.
Okay. And what do you call the heavy iron things used in the kitchen for frying things?
Well, we call that iron frying pan. And then we call the others iron pots that we boil in. We call them iron pots.
Okay.
I've got some of them.
Okay.
And then you have the iron skillets with the lids on that we fry in.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the iron griddle that we bake cornbread in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, the thing where you can turn on and off the water?
We call it a water spigot.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel, that you turn it on and off.
You call that a faucet. We used to have syrup in syrup barrels, and we'd have a board hole in them, you know, a stopper put in there, and then have to turn the barrel over and call those.
Okay. And what do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that water comes out of?
Well.
It's a, you know, the same kind of little tap.
Well, we call it a water spigot.
Okay.